This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at March 17th, and as the story goes, before he would become a saint, when Patrick was 16, a gang of Irish raiders attacked his family's estate and took him prisoner, where he spent the next 6 years in captivity before escaping peril and heading back to Britain. He would later go on to join the Catholic Church and study for 15 years before being sanctified as the church's second missionary to Ireland. St. Patrick's Day in America was due to early Irish settlers bringing the tradition over here. And the first ever St. Patrick's Day parade was on this date in 1762 in New York City, not Ireland. Today, millions of Americans celebrate the holiday with parties, parades, and other activities. And it was on this date in 1968, close to a decade before they would become famous for their soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever, they made their debut in America on the Ed Sullivan Show with a very different sound. Here they are from that night.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Said Barry Gibb, the lead singer at the time, quote, "Promotion is all important, not in the matter of gimmicks and stunts, but in doing the right work at the right time." They were the Bee Gees. They performed that one, Words, and To Love Somebody. Well, that's Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when Today is History.